Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
No one is more locked in.
From Thursday to Monday, no one is more locked into the NFL
than First and Pod.
Hosted by Danny Parkin
and Andrew Filippone.
All right, your team, Troy Fatanu. This is a guy, again, who people said, you know, wide range on people's boards, and he might end up being a guard. What do you think?
Well, Kiper had him 10th, and he came in for a visit, so there was interest there. We're listing him on the graphic as a guard. Tomlin said at his press conference that they're going to play him at tackle. That's where he played at Washington. He was a left tackle there. He was great last season. Washington won the team award for the best offensive line in college football, and he was their best offensive lineman. They said he could play all five positions. Daniel Jeremiah said there was one team in the draft that said he's the best center, but the Steelers are saying he's a tackle, even though they need a center. There was also, and the reason why when we were getting closer to this pick, I didn't think the Steelers would do it. He got flagged for a degenerative knee issue at the combine. And that came up, and Albert Breer wrote about that. And there was some question about, I guess the thought among NFL teams was it's not a short-term issue, but it's a long-term one. Well, what's long-term? That's a subject. Is it 5 years from now? Is it three? I mean, that kind of gives me a little bit of pause, but I mean, the dude was awesome. It was outstanding there. And he'll probably play.
If you want a guest on him for your show, Brock Huard is big on him.
Yeah.
Brock Huard's got good things to say about him.
I would play him at left tackle, and I would keep Jones at right tackle and not try to play musical chairs.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Jones played right tackle last year. Why would you ask this guy to go play a different position? Keep him where he's good.
Chop Robinson, this felt like a great fit, given all of the injuries and what happened to the Dolphins defensive line last year. This felt to me like an excellent fit for team need and player with upside. He's obviously an imperfect player in terms of production. I know you've invoked Micah Parsons because of Edge and Penn State and all of that. But like we just saw what happened to them last year. This felt like a perfect draft pick for the upside of Chop Robinson.
I just wish that Fangio had stuck around there because he's got such a great reputation as a defensive coordinator, one of the best in the NFL, probably right behind Spagnuolo in Kansas City at this point. And I would have liked to have seen him with a chess piece like Robinson. Because I said I think he's going to be the best defensive player in the draft. I should have qualified that. I do think that some of it has to do with the fact that he goes to the right place, because he's not to me a cookie cutter type defensive player. The situation he goes to matters, and there are edge rushers there and pass rushers in Miami that can help him maybe move to inside or put him on. I mean, he can literally play, I think, anywhere up front.
All right, Quinyon Mitchell, the kid from Toledo who ran the 4.33. Eagles hadn't selected a corner in the first round since 2002. We talked about it all last year, what a disaster their pass rush was. Crazy speed.
And their secondary aged in dog years. Bradberry had a horrible year. Slay doesn't look like the same guy. Remember they cut him and then they brought him back like right away before last season?
This was a need, upside, speed, all of those things.
I said it on the podcast, like you go to Toledo and you're playing against, for the most part, scrubs in the MAC, even though that league's put out good players like Ben.
But he crushed it at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, I've thought about that a lot. Isn't that overrated?
I think it's more important for a guy from Toledo. Like,
right, but I'm just like, I don't know. I mean, to me, I would not want to be hypnotized by what guys did in practice settings. And now,
well, I agree. I just think it matters more for a guy from the MAC.
Yeah, it's tough because it's harder to grade his tape because of the quality of competition.
Correct.
That he went against. So he didn't give up a touchdown all last year. He had a 4-interception game the year before that when teams were still throwing at him. I think at 22, it's a good pick by Philly.
Brian Thomas Jr. goes 23 to the Jaguars, who traded around to get it. They obviously had a huge need at receiver, and I'm happy for Trevor Lawrence, frankly, that he gets this guy. So
I want to give this pick credit too, but now I feel like I'm too positive on these picks, which I hate that in the draft analysis when everybody loves every pick that gets made. I probably should have been harder on Caleb Williams to start the podcast to even things out.
That would have been rude.
You've got Evan Engram, who's a vacuum cleaner, who sucks in 100 balls a year now in that offense. And this is the guy, his 20-yard, like the 20-yard sprint, not the 40-yard, the 20-yard sprint, he was the fastest guy. The fastest. I think that includes Worthy. And he's like 6'3". He had 17 touchdowns last year. That's the most in college football since Devontae Smith at Alabama. I mean, I love the top three guys, but I believe this dude's got a chance now in this offense to be a Pro Bowl receiver and a fantasy football darling over the next few years, a touchdown maker for them. So I like that pick for Jacksonville after losing Ridley. I think he'll be better than Ridley in the next 2 years.
I thought this next pick was a pretty obvious one. I was here in the room with a bunch of Lions people, obviously, in Detroit. And I was like, you know, it was either going to be Terrion Arnold, or Wiggins, the cornerback from Alabama. Like, they just, when they traded up, they need defense. Their offense is so loaded. And this guy's big, long, he's tough. He plays press.
Who are we talking about here?
Terrion Arnold.
Okay.
The corner from Bama, who the Lions traded up for to take it the 24th overall pick. Like, guys in the room were talking about an offensive player, and I was like, no, are you crazy? You guys are going to take a defensive player. And this guy, he's big, he's physical, he feels like a guy, you know, that fits the whole machismo thing of the coach and everything like that. Had 5 picks last year. It felt I didn't know if they liked Wiggins or Arnold more. They went with this guy.
Yeah, you have to take Arnold. I mean, Wiggins is too small to tackle, in my opinion. That's going to be the rub on him. He can cover, but he's just so tiny. He can run. I think he's got I don't know how he makes up for how small he is. He's like the same size as you. Like, I just don't see how that's going to really translate great to the NFL. Arnold universally was viewed as the number one corner in the draft. I mean, like, there were mocks where he was...
Well, the Toledo guy, Mitchell.
Well, but I'm saying, like, there were mocks where he was going to go off the board to Indy at 14, maybe even going to go as soon as, like, 12 or 13, depending on what the Raiders and Broncos did, what the Raiders did with their pick. Minnesota, if they didn't make the McCarthy trade. So I think that, the Cam Sutton situation in Detroit, their secondary got burnt. So to get a guy that had like top 15 potential where they did, having to move up for him, I thought was the right call.
All right. So Jordan Morgan goes to the Packers. more youth on their offense. They were the youngest offense in the NFL last year. He's probably going to be a guard, and they had serious interior offensive line issues. This feels like a very safe pick. I thought that they were maybe more likely to go defense than offense, frankly. But a guy who played, he started 37 games in college, and he's probably going to play guard in the NFL. So to me, this is one of the most conservative picks that any team made in the first round.
I thought they were going to take DeJean. I thought that that was going to be their pick here at 25.
And get the corner
who, you know, you can either use him as just a straight outside corner. You can move him around. Can he be a Kyle Hamilton or something like that? Some teams think he can be. I didn't watch him enough to really give you a true opinion on that. Also, the other thing about DeJean is, with the new kickoff rules, is he going to be a weapon that helps you win games there too? Because he's a great return man. So I was just surprised that they went with another young, more youth on offense. I know it's up front, not at a skill position, but Jordan Morgan, I thought they could have trade back. I mean, I know it's easier said than done, but don't take a guy that's like the 45th best player in the draft with the 25th pick.
We are obviously an NFL podcast, so we're talking a lot about this from the NFL team's perspective. Is there a more obvious draft pick for need than Tampa loses Ryan Jensen and they draft Graham Barton? Like, he's, centers don't go in the first round that often. They lost a great center. He's going to play center. They have Baker Mayfield. This is like the most obvious plug-and-play starting draft pick. We lost the guy. We needed to draft a guy in the history of draft picks. This was telegraphed.
Well, yeah, if he got there and there were, you know, my Steelers were a team that was linked to Barton.
Well, yeah, and it could have been Powers Johnson. I'm not saying like this guy, but I'm saying this need for this team.
Yep. Yo, no doubt. I mean, they needed an offensive line. They could have gone defensive line. Bowles always is looking to add defense. So you're like, they could have lost any number of their three stars in the offseason. Winfield, Evans, Mayfield. They went for 3 for 3. They kept all three. And so now they replace a former All-Pro center with a guy that everyone seems to think he's just going to play center and it's going to go swimmingly. And centers, as that ESPN graphic showed, if you take one in the first round, they're almost always good. If they're good enough to go in the top 30 of the draft. He hasn't played center since the COVID year, and it was only 5 games. So we'll see. He played left tackle for 3 years, if it's really going to be a seamless transition to an entirely new position.
So the next pick I didn't like, this guy Darius Robinson from Missouri. Maybe he's going to just be inside.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But he did a lot of edge. He played a lot of edge in college, and the guy barely broke 5 seconds in the 40-yard dash. So maybe he's an interior defensive lineman in the NFL. Okay, fine. But there's not as much production there from his time at Missouri. They obviously have a terrible defensive line in Arizona, but it felt like a little bit of a reach for where he's going to end up.
Is he a 3-4 defensive end like a J.J. Watt? I mean, is that what they're thinking with him?
You know, it's possible.
I know the Steelers had him in for a visit, and I know that there was some interest. I don't think they thought, you know, they wouldn't have taken him in the first round. Maybe if he, like, you know, fell into the second, they would ponder that. But clearly the team I cover doesn't have an edge issue or weakness. They've got Watt and Highsmith, and yet they still had interest in him, potentially maybe as like a Cam Hayward replacement. So I'm guessing that's where he'll play in Arizona. And that I think is throwing a bone to your defensive coach. You had 2 first-round picks. You manipulated the board last year. You've moved around. I think they want to give him that defense needs all the help it can get. And I think they wanted to give him a reinforcement there with this pick. But I agree with you. Like, nothing about Robinson screams this guy is going to be a good player.
All right, so we're on the 28th pick here on First and Pod, and I called this one, man. Xavier Worthy, they traded up to get him. They have Hollywood Brown, but that's only on a one-year deal. This is Hollywood Brown replacement and speed for Patrick Mahomes while they try to win another Super Bowl while Travis Kelce's still on the team. I love this pick.
I'm just like, so we started this pod taping it, and we're live on YouTube, but for the people that are going to listen to this on Friday or Saturday or whatever, we started taping this before this, you know, you in the middle of us talking, you got all excited about this. The Bills made a trade with the Chiefs. So the Chiefs could come up and take a wide receiver. They allegedly, reportedly, did not want to trade Stephon Diggs to Kansas City. They were going to let him go anywhere else. And yet they were cool with Kansas City going to their spot, taking a player at the position that they want. I'm just completely flummoxed by that, man.
And they traded out of the first round entirely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.